Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. Dude, Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, and I want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and a big ho ho ho, because you're going to get the treat today, the royal treat, with Mr. Skin's super sexy Christmas list, and I'll let him tell you what it is right now. Hey Skin.
Well, hey Andrea. Hey. Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Yeah, we're going to have a Merry Titsmas and a Happy New Year today, because this podcast is actually airing on Christmas Day, and I was thinking to myself, so I'm looking ahead at this podcast and thinking, what the hell am I going to do on Christmas Day for a podcast? But then I was talking to some of the guys at the office, and we put a list together that I think is a lot of fun. And in the Christmas spirit, it's I'm going to do a top 10 list of Christmas moms and where to see them naked. So all of these actresses that I'm going to talk about today in my Christmas special is... I have all been moms on a Christmas movie.
I love because everyone knows Christmas movies. Everyone knows the moms. Everyone's wondering, hey, what does she look like naked? Because, you know, we grow up with this stuff. So I'm super excited to get into this list. And I'm sure
you'll know all these. Yeah, it's fun.
Okay,
it was
great.
You're surprised how many actresses have been in Christmas movies, and you'll know all of these, and you'll even know a lot of the movies. So, okay, on with the Titsmas special.
Let's do it.
My top 10 Christmas moms. So let's start with number 10 is Tia Leone. And she is, there's a movie that she made, a Christmas movie called The Family Man. It's a what if drama. It's like, it's kind of like an It's a Wonderful Life type of thing. So she stars in it with Nicolas Cage.
I remember this. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and he's an unmarried hotshot business exec, and he goes to sleep one night and wakes up in bed next to Tia Leone as his college sweetheart. And all of a sudden, he's in a different reality where they got married and have kids and live in the suburbs. And of course, it's also Christmas time. And it's a cool Christmas movie. And in it, like I said, Tia Leone's the mom in it. And, you know, in real life, she was married to David Duchovny for 17 years.
That's right.
Remember, he had all those, he had the sex addiction and all the other, he was crazy, but we're big fans of his, obviously, from Californication and other things he's done. But the nudity, it's funny, Tia Leone has only done one brief nude thing, but it's actually really cool. There's a movie she did with Adam Sandler called Spanglish.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember Spanglish?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It came out in like 2004. And about 16 minutes in, she is in a robe, and she's in the. She had just got out of the shower. It's like a comedy drama. It's not a typical Sandler movie. And in it, she gets out of the shower, and she's wearing a robe. But as she she's angry at Adam Sandler, and she gives her robe kind of a. She's just putting it on, and we get a split second look at her right breast.
Oh,
it's definitely a skin vision worthy thing.
Let me zoom here.
Yeah, zoom. Yeah, it's fun, and it's her only career nude scene. So therefore, we obviously have studied this like the Zapruder film at our office. But it's really it's full. You see full boob, and it was just if you're watching this in real time, it happens so fast. You got to skin vision it, but it's clear. Right breast from Tia Leone, our first Christmas mom in our Titsmas special.
Now, do you think this was intentional at all, or do you think this was like an actual nip slip because it happened so fast?
To me, a nip slip is accidental, meaning like your nip pops out and it wasn't supposed to. She was nude and she put
and
on a robe.
It's more than a nip,
so,
huh?
Yeah, and it's a full boob. So let's say that this wasn't, this definitely is not, quote, a nip slip, but it's just a real fleeting, fast look at her breast.
It's a flash. See, it's a flash.
Yeah, these are the very important things I have to decide here at Mr. Skin offices. So, yeah, it's funny. But yeah, so Christmas Mom number 10, Tia Leone. The movie's called The Family Man with Nicolas Cage. She's number 10 on our list of Christmas moms who've done nudity. Now,
right,
number
on.
9 on our list is the beautiful, and I'm a big fan, Catherine Hahn.
I know. I'm a big fan of hers, too.
Yeah. She's she was in Bad Moms Christmas, which mm-hmm. is the sequel to Bad Moms, the 2016 movie. Now, she's really, I'd have to say she's the wildest of the moms in both of these, alongside Kristen Bell and Mila Kunis. And she's a little older mm-hmm. And also very hot. And a couple things about her. One is a recent Amazon Prime series she did, created by Jill Soloway, called I Love Dick. Andrew,
I know
you, can
you do,
to that.
Skin. You've yeah. said it before.
Oh,
what's
boy,
the show
gonna,
she's in?
They're going to isolate that. It's called I Love Dick.
Oh, that's the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it's the same woman. She did Transparent. She's, great.
She's a good actress.
Yeah.
She really
is. No, I'm talking about Jill Soloway, the same person that created Transparent. That's
yes.
why you see
yes, yes.
Catherine Hahn pop up in these different things that Jill Soloway's involved
yeah,
in.
Yeah, she's all over Prime. I love it.
Yeah. But anyway, I Love Dick. It's about a writer's retreat that takes place on a ranch. On the ranch compound of Dick, who's a famous author played by Kevin Bacon. And it's a really cool show, but Catherine Hahn did some really nice nudity this season.
Know,
and she's got big natural boobs and big fan of hers. She also did in 2018 a movie called Private Life with Paul Giamatti.
Mm-hmm.
And she did one of those one of those Donald Duck nude scenes where you only wear a shirt, and she had full nudes from the waist down, but were 99.99% sure that she was wearing a merkin. But
I know
it's a really long scene. It's funny, but you get a great butt shot in it. But it's awesome. It's the movie. It's called Private Life, and at the 20-minute mark, you see Catherine Hahn naked. So she's had a good, really good 2018 for nudity.
No, she really has, and it's all this fearless nudity that really put her on my radar. But who knew she had all that junk in that trunk? Yeah, I had
no
idea.
Got I love her butt. Yeah,
yeah, she's got a little butt donkey. And merkin or not, I'm so grateful for this scene because it's just everything we love.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. She's really, really hot and just not afraid to do nude scenes. And if I had to guess, I'm going to say she's about 45 years old, 44, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, I would
still
say
looks
so
great,
too.
And I'm glad she's still doing nudity. And CP just posted you see that push shot of Catherine Hahn?
Oh,
yeah, no, that's a merkin. Yeah,
aww.
So it's a merkin. Anyway, so our Titsmas special, number 9, Christmas Moms, Catherine Hahn, from, of course, the Bad Moms Christmas movie is number 9. So let me get into number 8 on my list is an actress you know very well, Andrea. It's Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton's been naked? What?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
couple
you
got to
tell me all about this. I'm just going to sit back and listen.
Yeah, now there's her holiday movie where she was a mom is called The Family Stone from 2005, and mm-hmm. it's like an all-star holiday romance movie. She plays like the matriarch of the Stone family, and I know Sarah Jessica Parker was in it, Rachel McAdams, Luke Wilson, Craig T. Nelson, and it's a fun, like I said, all-star holiday romance movie. But I'm excited that you didn't know about this nudity, because let me give you some way back nudity and some modern day nudity. Back in 1977, after she was in the Godfather movies, she did a really controversial movie based on a novel called Looking for Mr. Goodbar. And it was controversial because she was a teacher and she was single and she was out. And she was out cruising for sex.
What?
And if you think, well, in 1977, that was a big deal to depict a woman out doing it, especially as graphically as they did Looking for Mr. Goodbar. And it was the same year that Annie Hall came out, so she obviously had a pretty incredible 1977. It was right after all those Godfather movies came out. Sorry about that. I'm so excited about looking at the pictures he just posted. Yeah, CP just posted pics of Diane Keaton naked. But yeah. So anyway, so Looking for Mr. Goodbar, Annie Hall come out. And there was no nudity in Annie Hall, but the Looking for Mr. Goodbar was really nice topless. And this was her when she was much younger. But then she did that movie. Do you remember the Jack Nicholson movie called Something's Gotta Give?
Yes, I do.
And in that movie, she was, I want to say she was about, was she maybe 57, maybe 58 years old? And in the scene, so Jack Nicholson has a much younger, he's dating a much younger woman. Actually, it was Amanda Peet in the movie.
Okay.
And he stumbles accidentally on Diane Keaton naked. Now, this movie came out in 2003. It was like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she was in her, she was 57 years old. She goes full frontal. Now, it's a really quick scene because he kind of stumbles on her and she's trying to cover up. But it kind of a fun nude scene. She looked great at 57 years old. Still really looked good. And it's not, you know, Looking for Mr. Goodbar, obviously she was much younger, but two great nude scenes, and she was nude in other things, but those two in particular I wanted to show you to give you the kind of the old and the new of Diane Keaton.
Hey, the old and the new both are awesome. I'm blown away. It's like I feel like I saw the Something's Gotta Give movie. I don't remember this scene at all.
Really?
So I mean, flashback in a good
happened
way
at the 31
that.
Minute mark,
but
yes, so yeah.
This movie from 1977, holy,
yeah,
she
looking
look good.
For Mr. yeah, Looking for Mr. Goodbye.
I mean,
yeah, she looks great.
She looks amazing. So yeah, old and newer, she looks awesome. And I would like to see a little bit more from her.
Yeah, well, she's done it, so yeah.
Awesome.
So she's number eight on our list. So number seven here on Christmas for our Titsmas special, our number seven actress who played a Christmas mom is Elizabeth Perkins.
Okay.
And Elizabeth Perkins was the mom in Miracle on 34th Street from 1994.
Okay.
That was the remake, of course, of the 1947 classic of the same name. It was about a little girl who becomes convinced that the Macy's department store Santa is actually the real Kris Kringle himself. So it's a legendary movie. And in the original, the mom was Maureen O'Hara. Maureen O'Hara never knew, just if you're wondering. But Elizabeth Perkins. Elizabeth Perkins has done some really, really great nudity. One in particular. Well, I'd have to say that. Do you remember the show Weeds from Showtime?
Absolutely, of course.
Oh yeah, so that's that would be it was one of the it was a series or a, it came out about 2005. It was about Mary Louise Parker as a suburban mom who sells marijuana, you know, and Elizabeth Perkins played I think her name was Celia, and she was like her next door neighbor and on the show, and she did some really wild scenes on that. But the one movie I'd really like you to check out to see Elizabeth Perkins nude is a great movie from 1998 called I'm Losing You.
Okay.
And about 54 minutes in, she's with this guy, and it is such a hot scene because she's completely naked and he has his hands over her vagina.
Wait,
and
what?
It really, really is. Oh yeah, it's really, really super sexy. And you might also remember her, this isn't a nude role, but she was also the girl in the movie Big with Tom Hanks. That's another place people would know Elizabeth Perkins. And a young Tom Hanks in the Tom Hanks body, like, touched her boob over her brow, which was a kind of a weird scene because he was playing like a younger, he was playing a younger guy, but it was like Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks. But anyway, so Elizabeth Perkins, I'd say I'm Losing You, the scene at the 54-minute mark would be my favorite. But she also did a really weird nude scene on Weeds and a couple other things. But she was the mom on Miracle on 34th Street, which was obviously a big Christmas movie.
And she's got some big boobs. And they, yeah. I mean, no wonder her has the word Perk in her last name. I mean, Perk yes. in... For real,
very good.
Biggins too. I mean,
I should have used that one,
but I had no idea. So thank you for illuminating this nudity.
Yeah, like I'm like a Christmas tree light illuminating for you. So
thank you.
So number six on our special Christmas Day podcast here. Number six is Mary Steenburgen.
Okay, who I'm the biggest fan of hers.
Yeah, well, you'd know her. She was, my kids even asked me, could we watch Elf? Could we watch Elf? Elf has become a kind of a big time movie. She's married to Ted Danson. That's probably what, you know, socially what people know mm-hmm. her from. But she's done a lot of things. But let me start by saying, okay, so if you don't know her by her name, all you need to know, everyone's seen the movie Elf. She plays the mom of Will Ferrell as Buddy the Elf. Buddy the Elf, he was like a regular person who gets sent to the North Pole as a baby and was raised by Santa's elves. And it's a Christmas classic at this point. And anyway, but Mary Steenburgen, there is a movie that it's a little older now. It's from 1980, but it has this wonderful nude scene. In fact, her only nude scene and the movie's called Melvin and Howard. And it's about, and the Howard is Howard Hughes, and it's a Jonathan Demme film about an incident that may or may not have happened, where this guy, Melvin Dumar, who was like a loser in Nevada, who picks up Jason Robards as a raggedy old man who's playing Howard Hughes by the side of the road, and Melvin gives the guy a lift back to Las Vegas, and the old man turns out to be billionaire Howard Hughes, and years later, a will turns up in which Howard Hughes supposedly left this guy millions of dollars. And that's what the movie's about and that story and all that. But there's a great moment where Mary Steenburgen, she's a cocktail waitress in a strip club. And at the 31-minute mark, she just rips off her uniform and does this, like, take this job and shove it thing.
Awesome.
And walks out of there. Yeah, completely naked. It's really hot. And there's different versions of this, by the way. And I have a couple of my top 10 lists that I'm going to mention. Sometimes there's nude scenes that are formatted differently, whether you see it in open mat or you see it on VHS or full screen or widescreen. And there's two different versions. One version, she storms out and you only see her topless. There's another version of the same exact scene where you could see more and she's completely bottomless, which is obviously the one we have at the website that I love.
But, of course you do.
Anyway, it's a great, great nude scene. You know, it's fun when actresses, you know, they may only do, sometimes an actress will only do one nude scene, but when it's a great nude scene, that's fine.
All you need.
You know? Yeah, that's all you need.
And talking about perky boobs, I mean, hers are something else. She has like 18-year-old boobs on like a grown woman's body. I mean, it's insane.
Right. Well, I mean, she was a lot younger back in 1980,
still.
But yeah. Yeah, no, I'm a big fan. She was probably
20 something.
She was probably about 27 or 28 when she did that movie, and
that
she's about 65 years old now. And I big fan of Mary Steenburgen.
Big
she
fan.
Was Will Ferrell's mom in the classic Christmas movie Elf, and you could see her naked in Melvin and Howard from 1980, a classic. So
right on.
So number five on my list, Andrea, you know this well. I've talked to you about it before, but it's Beverly D'Angelo.
Oh, yeah.
She was the mom in Christmas Vacation from 1989, the legendary, one of the sequels to Vacation from 1983. And listen, that's, you know, everyone knows, you know, all these movies and with Chevy Chase, and they're all, there's great moments in all the different vacation movies, but this one in particular is a holiday classic called Christmas Vacation, and Beverly D'Angelo was the mom in that. Now, she did a nude scene in the original Vacation.
Wait, what?
You don't know this.
I don't know. Tell me everything.
The original Vacation, there's a scene where Chevy Chase does a parody, like a fun thing where he's got a banana and she's in the shower and they're at a hotel and he's doing like the Bates Motel, the Norman Bates sneak up and mm-hmm. and the psycho and the psycho shower scene, and she's in there and he pulls the shower curtain and she's like, Clark, go away, and you see her breasts. But what's really interesting, this is another one like the Mary Steenburgen, the open mat version, which I've sometimes seen on different types of VHS. It's funny because if you see it, and I have some pics, I don't know if CP will find them, but
okay.
You could see it that in one of the scenes she's wearing underwear, or in one of the versions when on the open mat where it kind of, you could see more of the shower scene, she's wearing like skin colored panties in the shower.
But yeah.
But mm-hmm. I don't mind that because she has great rack and she showed it off in the scene. But
exactly.
There's certain versions of this which I have in my personal collection, and I think we have at the website, where you could see that she's wearing flesh-colored panties, which is pretty interesting.
You know, so. You might need to put up a new website, MrSkinsPersonalCollection.com, and charge extra premium.
That could be bad. Yeah. No.
Hey, I'd pay for access to that.
Nah, my personal collection, quite frankly, really is the
stuff you can't post or share.
Yeah, hold on. I'll try to find. I don't have a second right now to pull it up for you. But anyway, trust me,
I do.
It exists. The scene where you could see her in her underwear, which is in the shower, which is pretty wild.
I feel like Beverly D'Angelo is one of the original MILFs. You know what I mean? Because she did vacation movies, and she's so pretty and she's so funny. And you could tell even with all those sweaters and ugly tops that she had some biggins under there. So,
And she did other movies like The Sentinel in 1977, yes. mm-hmm. Hair, based on the musical Hair in 1978. And she even did nudity into the 2000s in women in film. So, yeah, and she, in real life, she's Al Pacino and her have a son and a daughter that are twins. So she's a legend, and love her. And The Mom in A Christmas Vacation, number 5 on my Titsmas list, Beverly D'Angelo at number 5. Now, number 4, you know her well, and you know the movie. It's Sissy Spacek.
I'm obsessed. Tell me everything.
Oh, okay. Well, she's the mom in 4 Christmases. And
oh, I didn't know I didn't even know what Christmas movie she was in. 4 Christmases,
4 Christmases. Maybe these guys could get the year that came out. But it had Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon. And they basically there are a couple in there's in this I can't relate to it, but I know a lot of friends that have this issue where they're like, okay, so it's Christmas and you got divorced parents, you got to visit all of their divorced parents. And the movie came out about 10 years ago, 2008, they just said here. And it's a comedy about that, and it's this movie airs all the time over the holidays, and Sissy Spacek was one of the moms in this, and she plays Vince Vaughn's mom in fact in this movie, and she has been naked a number of times. I love a movie she did in 1972 called Prime Cut, but her most famous nude scene mm-hmm. occurs at the very beginning of the movie Carrie, the classic 1976 horror movie where the girls are making fun of her in the shower. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a very rough scene, but it's
it's horrible, but it's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It's a skin classic, and she's full frontal. It's a Sissy Spacek in Carrie, the mom from 4 Christmases, number 4 on our list.
Rock on. Yeah, I mean, it makes me want to watch that movie now.
Yeah, no, it's that 4 Christmases is always on all over that. You'll see it all over the holidays, so be on the lookout for that. Now, number 3 on my TV or Christmas movie moms who've done nudity, number 3 is Jamie Lee Curtis.
And Jamie Lee Curtis is hot. She has one of the best bodies I've ever seen.
Yeah, no question. And she's the mom in Christmas with the Cranks from 2004. Mm-hmm. And that's the one she did. That's with Tim Allen. They're like, she co-stars with Tim Allen, and they're Mr. and Mrs. Crank. And since their grown daughter's away in the Peace Corps, they decide to just not decorate their house for Christmas or make any big deal about it, which leads their other holiday crazed neighbors to rise up against them. So it's another movie. It airs a lot over the holidays. Mm-hmm. It's a fun one. And let's say if we're going to talk Jamie Lee Curtis nudity, she's done a few things that you wouldn't know about, but I know for sure that you know the famous scene in Trading Places where she's nude in the mirror and then turns around with Dan Aykroyd. And it is a legendary scene. In fact, it's one of the most famous nude scenes of all time because it's from a great comedy with Eddie Murphy mm-hmm. and Dan Aykroyd. But the other thing was how perfect were her breasts in 1983?
As perfect as they can be. And you know, I could easily isolate her boobs and just be like, she has the best boobs of all time. But
I know you could. There's an argument.
Yeah.
A legit argument that those could be the best breasts of all time.
I mean, they're phenomenal. They're fabulous. Yeah. There's not one thing I could criticize about them. And I'm just so enamored by them. But her whole body, her whole package is good. She has like these super long, but like lean yet feminine and slightly muscular, like she's got it all going.
She's got it all.
On. Her abs are nice and flat. She has a little definition. I mean, her body is spectacular. And when we were first introduced to these boobs in their glory, I mean, woo, she set the bar high for every other nude scene from there on out, I think.
Yeah, I always contend that that's her breasts are the best celebrity breasts of the 80s, as far as I'm concerned.
Awesome.
You know, we have
awesome.
Different eras, but I just. Like I said, I mean, we could argue this with those others, and I'm up for the argument, but there's a great argument that those are the best. So, so Jamie Lee Curtis, we're on our Christmas Moms and Where to Find Them Naked. She's number three. And a little trivia before I go on is Dan Aykroyd also co-starred in Christmas with the Cranks. He plays the head of the neighborhood holiday committee. So it's kind of cool that he's back with her in this movie after, you know, getting to see her boobs up close and personal in Trading Places, which
Lucky
is cool.
Dog.
Yeah, he's the guy in the Trading Places scene, which is really neat. So,
cool.
Okay, now, number two is, now I want to stress that my number two, I actually love this nude scene as one of my favorite nude scenes of all time, but it doesn't have the same, I weighed like, it's just me, my craziness with these lists is I weighed the fact of how popular the Christmas movie is versus my number one. So I want to stress that from a nudity standpoint, this is literally one of the greatest nude scenes in the history of the world.
Right.
And it's Kelly Preston. She's my number two. And she's the mom in a Christmas movie called Jack Frost.
Mm, okay.
And Jack Frost is actually, it's funny because it's actually one of the least loved Christmas movies of all time, because it's this movie where Michael Keaton plays a divorced dad who comes back from the dead as a walking and talking snowman, and the animated snowman looks completely creepy. It's like one of those what were they thinking Christmas movies, but because of that and the weirdness of it, it turns up a lot around the holidays, and it's weird, and it has it's definitely generated a cult following. So the movie's called Jack Frost. She is the mom in the movie, Kelly Preston. So I put her on the list. I have her as my number two, but as far as nudity goes, this is number one. The movie she did is called Mischief in 1985, and it is. To
phenomenal.
Me, one of the greatest nude scenes in the history of movies. She was 21 years old at the time.
God.
Has a perfect body.
Perfect.
She played in this movie.
Gorgeous.
Like
face
she
too.
Was like the debutante, like the hot babe at high school, and she, the nerd, gets to sleep with her, and she undresses in front of him to Buddy Holly music. Mm. And we did a thing once at our website where we did for March Madness, we did a Whack It Bracket and had people vote on the best nude scenes of the 80s. And believe it or not, this got more votes than Phoebe Cates in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Okay, well, that's saying something there because.
Yeah,
people will take that Phoebe Cates scene like as their number one to the grave. So that's just something else. But there's no arguing why. I mean, she's phenomenal. When we talk about best breasts of the 80s, so hard to top Jamie Lee Curtis, but I mean, this is
well the total package here. Take this as a total package, but
oh my god,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
So beautiful,
it's everything. Kelly Preston in Mischief. If you don't know that, if you're listening to this podcast and you do not know this nude scene, please go to our website. This is it's so important that you see this, or you are not a man until you see Kelly Preston
right nude. You gotta see this. It's life changing.
Yeah, so that's number two. But number one,
all right,
this is why I put it number one, because this movie will be playing 24 hours straight on TBS. A Christmas Story is the movie.
Okay.
And it's Melinda Dillon, the mom in A Christmas Story. This is Ralphie and his Red Ryder BB gun. And it's just become everyone's favorite Christmas movie. Like this and It's a Wonderful Life.
It is just, the Christmas movie. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny. It's really a great, great movie. We obviously love it and stuff. But what was always weird for me watching this, when it, especially in the last like 20 years as it's become super popular, is I'd always be sitting there watching A Christmas Story, knowing that Ralphie's mom has some of the greatest banana breasts in the history of boobs, because Melinda Dillon, who plays Ralphie's mom, is the same woman who was in bed with Paul Newman in one of the greatest sports movies of all time called Slapshot.
Oh, yes!
29 minutes in, she's in bed with Paul Newman, and she's dating a guy named Hanrahan, and Hanrahan's on the road, and Paul Newman's sleeping with her, and it's just a glorious topless scene. And do you notice, like, her boobs are the bananas?
They
slope down and then slope back up, and they're full and they're big and they're natural. And
yes,
and to watch the video of this too, you would love, Andrea, because of the movement.
But I love the movement.
When you combine the greatness of this nude scene, the movie, and the fact that she's Ralphie's mom from A Christmas Story, that's why I put her number one. I don't mean to say that this nude scene is better than Kelly Preston, but forget it. This is just, when you do Christmas moms, Melinda Dillon is the Christmas mom of all time.
Well, I can see why we're calling this the Titsmas list, because I mean, she takes the cake. Yeah, those banana boobs, the up swoopers, the ski slopes. I mean, they're insane. And not to mention the niptastic nips.
I know, has niptastic.
So and think pretty. About this, like, it's wonderful.
How about my three finalists? We had Jamie Lee Curtis at number three, best breast of the 80s. Kelly Preston, total package, incredible breast. And Melinda Dillon, best banana boobs ever. You got it all in my Titsmas special. And that, now you know why we're calling it a Titsmas special.
Dude, so good. And, you know, these Christmas moms and these Christmas movies, it really kind of, it was the being a MILF before being a MILF was actually like a word from American Pie. And speaking of MILFs, Skin and I are about to do an interview with a woman who's nominated for the best MILF of the year by AVN. Let's check that out. And now it is such a pleasure to introduce to the Mr. Skin podcast a super awesome, super sexy adult star. She's 5'4", absolutely tiny. Hi, gorgeous. But she's a 34C, all natural, blonde all hair, natural. Brown eyes. So awesome. I can't stop looking at your pictures. I'm talking about Alana Love. Welcome to the show, gorgeous.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh. Yeah, thanks for coming on.
It's so great because I always like to do my research on the girls before we interview them. And I'm looking at all your photos, and the only thing that really popped into my mind, aside from the fact that you're super fucking hot, was...
Thank you.
You look like you're so much fun to be with.
I am. You should try me out.
Oh my gosh, you're awesome. So there's so much going on with you, and I really want to talk to you about a couple of things. First, everything going on with you in the world of MILF. How did you kind of get into that genre? And I know you're nominated for a big, big award at AVN, so we want to talk about that too.
I am. Everyone should go vote for me.
Totally.
But I got into the MILF category because of my age. I got into the porn industry when I was, I think, 27. So I was a late bloomer. So anything over the age of 22, you're considered a MILF.
Whoa, back that up. Over
20. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Wait, but yeah, because I'm looking at your pictures and I don't know how old you are exactly, but you're not looking. Okay, you're not looking 35 for one.
Yeah.
And thank you. I love you.
Yeah, it's just the truth. Like you look to me like you're 25, maybe. So it's just so funny to me.
I love you even more. Thank you.
It's just so funny to me that you're considered a MILF. So is it in your videos or in your scenes rather that you're just having sex with super young guys, like 18, 19?
No, I mean, I had some scenes where it was super young guys, but then there were older guys too. So I have them all and I love them all. So
I love this. Now, the word on the street is that you used to work at the Bunny Ranch, but I also know you have a finance background. So was your work there like accountant work or were you one of the girls working?
I was one of the girls working.
Awesome.
I was traveling back and forth for three years. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Cool.
And then I decided, what's the difference between what I do off camera and what I do on camera?
Right.
There is a difference.
Tell us about that. Tell us everything. We're ignorant to it. Tell us.
Well, everything at the Bunny Ranch was all done behind closed doors and everything. But on camera, it's for the whole world to see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference. But then, like, after a while, you start blocking out the cameras.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
So would you say you did crazier stuff while working at the ranch or crazier stuff on camera?
Probably when I was working at the ranch.
What are some of the most unusual requests that you've received while working at the ranch?
Well, I had a 41-year-old virgin.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Like the movie.
Like the movie.
Right,
wow.
Exactly. He was really 41.
Can you tell us how you deflowered him? Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, of course. I mean, he picked me out of the lineup, and he told me, and his name was Tom Petty.
Oh!
So that's the one I remember. So I'm like, even with a name like that, like, you're still a virgin? But yeah, apparently he is. And then, so he was crying and everything. I was like, oh, I feel so sad. Like, special.
Now, was he crying out of joy, though? Like was it tears of gratitude?
No, he was crying out of joy, definitely.
That's fucking awesome. So what position did you take it from him in?
Well, he wanted a missionary at first.
Uh-huh.
And then he came back the next day and wanted it all. So I was like, okay. Who am I to say no? Am I to deny anyone of that?
When you say he wanted it all, did he go for the booty the second day?
No, he just went for like doggy style.
Cowgirl.
And like neon top.
Yeah.
And so he was just like, I'm ready. I'm like, I would hope so. He was 41. But, you know.
Was he able to last at all? Going 41 years? Yeah.
No,
yeah, that's
seconds.
How I would think. Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, he asked me if it was good for me as it was for him.
All 3 seconds.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course it was. So.
That is awesome. And you know what? It's so weird, but what an honor to take that his virginity from him. Like,
right.
I mean,
that's one of the stories that I would never forget, and I know that he would never forget.
Oh, that's fabulous. You're going to forever be in his mind. And now ever, if he's watching any movies, you know, adult movies, and you're the girl.
He'll be like, I lost my virginity to her.
And you know what's so funny? If he tells any of his friends, no one's going to believe him. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Right. He lost it to Alana Love. She's a big, huge star. She's nominated AVN this year. So what do you think really sets you apart in the category of MILF to get you that coveted nomination?
I'm hoping that, like, listen, everyone that got nominated is beautiful and fantastic, but I'm hoping that, like, I love my fans and I love interacting with them, so I think that's what brings it out, too. And, like, in my movies, you can see that I'm actually passionate about my work because the camera doesn't lie.
Totally.
So I'm very passionate about my work. I'm very into it, and I love shooting, and I love pleasing all my fans.
I love it. It's amazing. Now, of course, me and Skin were doing our research and reading about you, and you're such a multifaceted person. And what I really was getting into was there's so many misconceptions about adult stars and about female porn stars. You know, people think what they see on camera is who you are in your daily life. Can you kind of walk us through some of these misconceptions that people
have?
I am
a very boring person, I'll be honest with
you. There we go.
I'm a homebody. Like, I think maybe because I've been in the whole club scene my whole life, like working in it and stuff and starting to go out early that I just love staying at home and doing nothing. Like, I'm really, like, everyone, my friends are like, you want to go out? I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'll just stay home. Like, I can say yes, and then the day of, I'm like, no, don't even count me in.
I can identify with that too.
Yeah, and exactly. Like, and you especially know, in the winter, I don't even want to do nothing. Like, I just want to hibernate.
Yeah, but it's like when you've gone out to the level that you've gone out as far as being a dancer and working at the clubs and doing all this, it's like, what can you really do with your friends on a Friday night? You're like, I've already surpassed all you guys.
I prefer like dinner and stuff and just hanging out instead of going to a club and getting drinks spilled on you and like just people pushing into you. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Now, when it comes to boyfriends, girlfriends, partners, whether it's a sexual relationship or an actual relationship, do you have to kind of explain to people, hey, I'm not who I am on camera. I'm actually like totally a homebody and chill and I'm still fun. But
except like they don't, I mean, people perceive me as one way because of what I do.
Uh-huh.
And then they get to know me and they're just like, oh, you're actually like not what we thought you would be. Like, you're not on drugs. And I'm like,
yeah,
not all porn stars are, but no. You know, okay. And then, oh, you're not like the party animal and you're not. So, yeah.
So when a guy meets you for the first time and he doesn't even know what you do for a living, he just, oh, there's a beautiful girl, I want to get to know her. How do you tell them about your work? How does that conversation go down?
I'm straight up and honest. I'm straight up and honest with them. Like, this is what I do. So I am a porn star. I do shoot movies. It's either, I'm giving you the option to either get to know me for me or to walk away.
Right on. And there's so much to get to know about you. It's pretty awesome. I got to say, I have gotten to learn so much about you by checking out your Twitter, of course, at Alana Love XXX. You got some really good stuff. I love that pinned post at the top where you're looking just all sexy. And I'm like, oh, no wonder it's pinned. It's fabulous. I want everyone to go check it out. And of course, if you want to get to know Alana on a deeper level, check her out on OnlyFans.com. Same name, Alana Love XXX.
And you'll see all my content and stuff, ones that I can post on Instagram or Twitter.
Right on.
Check me out.
And is there anywhere else that you'd like your fans to go? Maybe they got a little taste of you on this interview.
Check me out on Instagram at @_AlanaLove_.
Perfect. Well, it was so fun to get to know you. And I know
Skin
is excited because we're going to actually see you in the flesh at AVN.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to that.
I just can't wait to meet you.
Perfect. Well, hopefully we get to interview you again. Everyone, go to avian.com.
Thank you for having me. Vote for Alana Love.
And check out all of her social media and scenes. All right, love. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Thanks, Alana.
Thank you. Bye.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.